Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Good news, everybody. It's Saturday morning. Go slow. Just take it easy. Don't let the day get ahead of you. You're listening from your car on this Saturday, June 27th, 2020. If you're listening from your vehicle, be safe and go easy on your gas, because it's pretty much up over $2 now. A lot of people would say that the lead story is the governor ordering the state to wear masks and putting the onus on business owners, to enforce the policy. You should have put it a different way. Because it's just going to come off as people ignoring you. You should have put it a different way. That's not endearing to anyone. Say, okay, business owners, you are now deputized. I guess it's not really a case of that, because it's the business that would be cited, right? The way you put things still means something, and governor didn't quite think that one through. Not sure he fully realized how that sounds. First of all, the onus on law enforcement isn't on business owners. This really is pushing it. In a lot of areas, so far as how people are feeling about what they can be told to do. This is really testing a lot of folks. It's not a good time for that. People are edgy already. And haven't we been dealing with this long enough to have seen the good that comes from having these guidelines, policies, ordinances that different from place to place? People have been shot in fights over masks. But a lot of people would say, hey, that's your lead. Is the governor trying to force the state to make itself wear masks, because that's basically how he's putting it. I'm making this rule, but it's business's job to enforce this rule. No, you're still the one enforcing the rule because you're the one that's going to punish business. You're just trying to put a degree of separation between yourself and the public. You don't want the public saying, Roy Cooper's making me wear a mask. You want the public saying, the guy at Rite Aid made me wear a mask. Well, no, it's not. It's not them, and please don't take it out on them. It's really so blatant. It's a little insulting. It's a little insulting to, and it's not right. If you want to be a leader, lead. Step up and own it. Roy Cooper says, in his function as governor, he was elected. See, we don't think about governors and mayors having real power because it just doesn't come up very much. You don't think of the governor as allowed to enforce a curfew. You don't think of a mayor as within their realm of authority to cancel a ball game. Just doesn't come up enough. But when you look to the breakdown, when you look at checks and balances, this is exactly why there's local government or more localized government, or why not everything comes from Washington, why states have sovereignty. Sorry, something got stuck there. Don't know what that could have been. Still learning how to put on this mask. No, I don't believe all that's the real lead, so I'm not going to spend any time talking about that. How Governor Cooper may be using business owners as a political shield between him and the public. You know, it's funny. The business owners are his mask. Roy Cooper's putting on a figurative mask by passing on the responsibility to fulfill these policies on to business owners. He's trying to make them the bad guy. Now, I'm not calling for revolt. I think we all need to calm down or stay as calm as possible. Let's give each other that break. I think everybody's been through enough. Some more than others, but I don't think anybody's had an easy time of it. So let's give each other a break, at least in as much, so far as where we put the blame for things. And blame might be harsh. There's not really a winning hand here, and I understand that. And I know the governor's a human being, and I pray for him, wish him the best. Wish everyone in leadership positions, we need things to go right all around. We all need things to go right on every front, okay? We can't indulge the luxury of division because it's not there. It's not really there. We're sharing these streets. We're sharing these hallways. And we can talk about a divided America, but we're still sharing the space. So, you know, any division is symbolic, and you know, virus is not going to acknowledge the symbolic barriers. Due to my ideology, I cannot get coronavirus. It'd be nice if that were the vaccine. It was just to be in denial. I think we'd all be fine. Dr. Fauci said that he hopes a vaccine comes along and, quote, puts a nail in the coffin, end quote. Dr. Fauci wants everybody to do everything they can in the meantime. Don't let up on the little stuff, because that's what was getting the numbers down. Just stay on the same path, and he's hoping that a vaccine will come along and, quote, put a nail in the coffin, end quote. Dude, Dr. Fauci seems like a real physician. Of course he is, but he strikes you as a doctor, doesn't he? He's a wise man who seems to care. You might disagree, and that's fine. He comes across to me as a wise man who seems to care. But even so, it would appear that what they call bedside manner, not really part of the formula for being a good doctor these days. I think the man in charge taught everybody that bedside manner is not necessarily the key to popularity. But put a nail in the coffin? I mean, I guess it would be likely in the form of a shot. So I guess that's kind of like a nail, and maybe that's what he was thinking. Since, you know, we're left to wonder, what was he thinking? No, I wouldn't say that the lead is Dr. Fauci wanting to put a nail in the coffin, or Governor Cooper using regional business owners as the mask to rob you of your freedom to not wear a mask. And so it's usually the person with something to hide that wears a mask. Maybe that's part of the problem. We just have a natural block against thinking wearing a mask is a good thing. And I think that's healthy. We should desire to be able to go maskless. That should be within what's reasonably thought. You know, I'm not going to have to put on a surgical mask today. That's not crazy. Maybe we just need to get over the idea that it's a bad thing. And it's like shoes on your feet. You don't want to step on a rusty nail. Yeah, you could walk most places barefoot and be fine. But one, you could step on something. Two, nobody wants to look at your dirty old feet. But yeah, you run a risk when you leave yourself exposed. Exposure is risk. Exposure is vulnerability. It's a lot of things. Not all of them are simply self-promotion. You know, a lot of nail in the coffin. Yeah, I heard many people describe the president as that great doctor with no bedside manner whatsoever. And I think maybe Dr. Fauci's boss is maybe rubbed off on him a little bit. He's not wasting his time with that. Let's put the nail in the coffin of this thing, folks. No, I wouldn't say any of those things are really our lead story, as historic as they are. I think it's that gas is back over $2 a gallon. That's what's got me worked up, man. Woo. Put a mask over me so you won't have to read my lips. $2? $2.09? Man. Don't you know that toilet paper is $20 a roll now? Oh, by the way, I need some toilet. Where is the toilet? Yeah, gas is back over. $2 a gallon. Everybody was waiting for the other station to blink. And then they did. And everybody said, whew, and waited about 3 seconds. And then they all went back on. It was, I'm not going to say it was nice while it lasted, because it wasn't, was it? It wasn't nice at all. Yeah, cheap gas, but at what price? That's insane. I don't want cheap gas at that price. I can't afford for gas to be that cheap. And I think folks have gotten comfortable in their space, at least more comfortable. Staying home's not the chore it was. No way. I mean, waiting for your prescription to be refilled isn't what it was. Sitting at the doctor's, I mean, if it's not a virtual visit, you've got the whole world in your hands while you're waiting. Waiting isn't what it used to be. Staying at home isn't what it used to be. You can stay home and shop for groceries. You can have the world brought to you as you wish. And it's not that expensive anymore. I'll tell you, the revolution in the delivery business is going to look back at this, and it's just the explosion that was there, because isn't Jeff Bezos basically the world's most successful milkman? Yeah, I'll bring you milk and anything else you want. Pretty simple concept to blow up like that, but that's encouraging because it means you don't have to reinvent the wheel to get ahead. You got to be smart. You got to be tough. And you got to be what we all need to give each other these days. Patient. We got to increase our overall patience with one another and with things at large. And one of those reasons is because we're taking the hit we are taking, and people are going to have to play catch up. Everybody's got some form of catch up to play. And I think we know that we're going to need someone to impart a little grace towards us at some point soon. We're going to need it coming the other way. So let's give it, huh? Let's give it. And let's don't assign blame in the wrong areas, but let's not worry so much about blame, period. Because who do you blame for something like this? First of all, there's not just one thing that's wrong. And there's not just one adjustment that has to be made. And the only upside we can look for is getting back to normal, getting back to where we were, where we didn't want to wear it. But who's going to go back to how they were before? So many people discovering they like working at home. They like having their groceries delivered. Yeah, They'll wear a mask when they go out because they hardly have to go out anymore. And with gas back over $2, who can afford to do anything besides walk? There's a gym within walking distance of my house, you know, a place you could pay to join and go work out. My exercise routine is I walk to the gym and back. That's how I keep my weight down. And I do fine with that. Yeah, I'm in my little running shoes and a little you know, speed walking pants, and I walk up to the window, wave at the CrossFitters, turn around, walk the other way. But I don't think they pick up on being a little snarky. I gotta get it out somehow. And I'm glad I have you. Oh, dear listener, if you only knew. Life throws a lot at you. And having someone with which to talk is so important so far as your balance. We're talking about patience. That's one of the ways to hone it. And that would be just a wonderful endeavor. Everyone would really appreciate. Hone your patience. A good way to do that is to lend an ear to people who are going through more. I don't know what the hardest part about all this is for you, but people care about you, and we're going to make it, okay? We got each other. We do. We have each mother. We have each other as much as we will let each other in. And let's do that. Let's let each other in. Chris Farrell, 625.
Station.
Chris Farrell, 6:38 a.m. Didn't mean to make you wait. But waiting's not what it used to be. Did you like to hang out at those Y-column or vaping plays? Did you like to hang out at the vaping play? That's why I've decided to call them. If they ever come back, is a vaping play, because I think that's basically what it is. Now, they call themselves adult arcades. Someone needs to tell them about the pre-internet days when adult arcade had a different meaning. Surprised folks don't remember that. These vaping plays are a very sobering sign. They're a very vivid sign of the time. These parking lots that were full until late night, early morning. For about a year, I was passing a place on the way to work at a little bit before 4 o'clock in the morning would typically be when I was driving by, and the place was full. Somebody's making some money. Somebody's working. There's commerce. There's activity. And it was like that every night. There were people that basically, I think, made lifestyles out of this. And to see them sit empty, I'm not saying it's not an undepressing scene to think of someone just sitting and playing and vaping all day. But if that's what they do for fun, then great. What a simple thing to have it taken away. That's all you needed for a good time and you can't do it anymore. My goodness. What's life asking? A social event, you're not going to be able to fly to a crowd. Talk about gas and travel and what it cost to go to nowhere. Costs nothing to get there because there's nothing there. Music festivals, all that Burning Man type stuff, which I never understood, but it's not for me to understand beyond that it makes some people happy that aren't, they're not hurting anybody else. It's sad that they would have that taken away. I understand that much. There are no summer music festival. Well, I shouldn't say, because I don't want to get out in front of someone who's being brave, okay? Use my air quotes there. Get out the old air quotes for the brave. They do say there's going to be 50% capacity at the Indy 500. I don't know that. At that point, open the gates. You're talking about thousands and thousands of people. At that point, open the gates. And let in the people that want to come. Because there's simply no telling people you can't go there. There's simply no telling people you have to wear this all the time. It's not going to happen. The level of enforcement it would take, there's simply no one there to enforce it. No one compelled. Now, I'm not compelled to tell my fellow man how to feel about whether or not to cover up half their face. I don't have a ideology about that. I want as many people to be okay as possible. But I'm not going to take it upon myself to tell you what to do. And that's what we've been told we're supposed to do. Here's the new rules. Enforce them among yourselves. Well, that means cashiers, you know, stock people. Who's it going to fall to say, you got to wear a mask or get out? Whose job does that become? The responsibility is with the policymaker. But that's not who's going to have to do the dirty work. The ones that are going to have to take the abuse, and I'm hoping we're letting go of some of that. Just because I think everybody has felt this. And I'm hoping that the increase in patience that I mentioned, I'm hoping it's just starting to develop in us. We're evolving to include it because we need it. We know we need it. Patience become part of survival. Yeah. There's enough folks, and what we do affects one another enough that, yeah, being patient enough to stick with precautions. And if for you that means staying home, and it pretty much does for me. How many folks have dealt with this by simply not going out as much? There's as many ways to deal with this as there are people. And so we're not all going to choose the same direction. Not going to choose the same methods. But you see, our destination needs to be the same. And I'm willing to do my part even if I'm doing a little more than I really need to do. Did you know that? Did you know that if it turns out that a nail in the coffin in the form of a vaccine, that's how Dr. Fauci put it, the vaccine would be the nail in the coffin. Thank you, doctor. As that goes, I'm ready to do what I need to do, even if some of it is folly, even if it's some of it is just, I don't want to say overkill. Thesaurus was thesauruses or whatever they're called. Vape and play. That's what I call the adult arcades. But even if some of it is fanciful, even if it's not all really doing any practical help, I'm willing to do a little more even, just as a symbol, not a signal, but there's nothing I won't do to keep the people around me healthy if I can do it. Anything I can do, I'm willing to do to keep the people around me healthy. Now, there's not much, but under special circumstances, especially the Department of Redundancy Department, I'll go overboard with precaution. That's cool with me. It's not a waste of my time. No, I don't want to find out this was all a practical joke. Just see how, Okay, we got his whole face covered now. Let's see if we can get him to shave his head. But I'll do too much. Yeah, if you've read something or you truly believe or you have knowledge from your experience that something I could be doing isn't really doing anything, know that I'm cool with wasting a little time on the off chance that it actually does help in some way. Okay with that. I'll swing pretty wide when it comes to taking precautions to keep the people around me healthy. How important is that to you? I mean, think about the health of the people you love. I'm not asking you to consider anything morbid, but think about the importance of that. You know, I won't ask you to dwell on it. But yes, the health of loved ones, how integral is that to your overall happiness? I'm guessing it's maybe the most important thing in the world to you, now that you mention it, Chris. Yeah, that's where I am. And I'm no doctor, but I'll listen to a doctor, even if they're telling me too much. Because I don't know what precaution it is. It's the nature of preventative measures is hopefully you don't know if they worked or not. We prevented a case from being spread. That's great. I mean, that's wonderful. But we're never going to know it. We have to take satisfaction from what's not happening. And there's a disconnect there. That's a tough putt for some people. they don't think of people not getting sick as results. They think of that as healthy, general, everyday life. The average person walking around is reasonably healthy. That's kind of what we expect when we walk around. But we are having to do a little more to protect our health. That's a blessing, folks. Learning that that's a good idea. There are so many things that'll be prevented because people were cleaner. I don't want you getting COVID, but I don't want you getting the cold either. I like the idea of us being a relatively germ-free I like the idea of keeping our germs to ourselves as much as we can. Seems like an informed thing to do. And it's certainly not selfish. So I've said before, keep in mind that people taking different approaches, they still want the same thing. Let's stay mindful of that. However we choose to go, let's agree to meet at the same place. And that's healthy on the other side of this. You know your own way? Great, I'll see you there. Be careful. Make sure you get there. It wouldn't be as much fun without you. But let's have the same destination, even if we follow different directions. And maybe we can get the parking lots of those vaping plays filled up again. People can have all the hope that goes with that. It's awfully nice to get every morning that I do get with you. It's what I look forward to, and thank you again for being there for me. I consider you there for me just as much as I'm there for you. And I hope that this growing old together that we're about to do, I'm hoping we can help each other along the way. And keep in mind what's important. Protect your ability to use your time as you see fit, and then use your time keeping in mind what's important. And I think your direction will find itself. I'll find you back here tomorrow in 23 hours. We'll have a couple hours together. Chris Farrell, News 1110 WBT, 655. I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.